Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
How fun today on Kingdom Pursuits. We have a couple of radio talk show hosts, but also all kinds of passions that they have to use to build the kingdom. So, you know, it's kind of fun when it's your passion, is Robbie Dillmore's passion to, you know, share the word of God and that kind of thing through this platform here on the Truth Network, to have people that share that vision, so to speak. And so today we're blessed to have two of them. First off is Hans Scheil, is what you probably know him, but his good friends call him John Scheil, who is the host of Finishing Well by, you know, CardinalGuide.com. Welcome, Hans.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
And today we've had Hans on a couple times to talk about his passion, which is obviously, you know, how to leverage your finances for the kingdom, so to speak, which is, you know, what he does every Saturday morning, and we're hoping you listened this morning and heard that. But we want to kind of highlight the idea of taking your show on the road, right, Hans?
Yeah. I mean, we've done this a few times, and it's worked out very well for the churches that are involved, where we've actually done and recorded the radio show right from one of our churches that are with listeners.
Right. So here's the idea, and how fun is this, that there are things like qualified charitable distributions, QCDs, and other things that really, if we all knew what they were and how to use them, we could leverage tithing money and all sorts of things for the churches. So, and literally leverage them for the kingdom. So the idea being that Hans and I would love to come do Finishing Well live at your church or your Sunday school class, or maybe you got a men's group that meets. Would that be fun to have Hans and I? You just got to do contact Hans at cardinalguide.com, and we're going to come take the show on the road. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today on Kingdom Pursuits. But second up, we have Matthew Kern. And Matthew is also just, he has all these different gifts. Number one, his main gig is he's a helicopter pilot, and he flies for NASCAR, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, I'm really, you know, thinking it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it, Matthew.
That's absolutely right. Somebody does.
But the other ways that he is using his talents for the kingdom is he has a phenomenal, I don't know that I would call it a website. It's sort of a web that is called Convene Communities, but really one of the things that's highlighted there is convening Christians. And can you explain to that a little bit, Matthew?
Yeah, so the website, the basis of the website is that we all have passions in life, no matter what that passion might be. And what Convene Communities does is bring like-minded people together within the community of their interests. So obviously one of my biggest passions is being a Christian. So to me, one of the biggest communities that we have is Convene Christians. And so it's a place, a safe space, a place where we can bring Christians together, you know, to talk about the word, to share the word, and be within a group with people that we're alike.
And so an offshoot of that is Matthew is working on a pilot for a radio show.
That's correct.
Called Convene Christians, if I'm not mistaken.
That is true. That is true.
And so with all these shows involved, you might guess Robbie wants to do a riddle. So speaking of shows, Matthew tells me he's had his hand in many a puppet show. You'll think about it. It'll come to you in a minute. And being a helicopter pilot, he can tell you a relief map shows where the restrooms are. Think about that one. And show me a piano thrown into an army trench, and I'll show you an A-flat major. Show me a piano falling down a mine shaft, and I'll show you an A-flat minor. You saw that one coming, maybe. So, at the end of those shenanigans, you knew that I would actually have a riddle. I hope you did, that you could call in today and win at 866-348-7884. And so, speaking of shows, who in the Bible was showing ankle deep in denial when they dipped out a little profit. Oh, that is funny. Who in the Bible was showing ankle deep in denial when they dipped out a little profit? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. If you think you know that one, 866-34-TRUTH. And if they can guess it today, Rachel, tell them what they'll win.
Well, they will win Wake Forest tickets for the Wake Forest versus Louisville game on Wednesday, January 30th.
There you go. Tickets to watch Wake Forest on January 30th. All you have to do is tell us which person in the Bible was showing ankle deep in denial when they dipped out a little profit. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So John/Hans, which, you know, that's one of my, you know, it's an interesting thing when one of your good friends is John Shile, but when you're interviewing him on the radio show, because his book is titled by Hans Shile, I get to call him Hans. And so Hans, who is really, we've been doing this show now a year, and, you know, what a friend, and in such a season as my of my life, because as John would tell you, or as Hans would tell you, you know, my father actually came home this week from the hospital. We're taking care of him. And oh my goodness, I could tell you stories that of how important the paperwork that you helped me get, the power of attorney and all those things are.
Oh yeah. I mean, people don't realize that stuff till they need it. And the time you need to be doing this stuff is at 65, not 85.
Yeah. And I can just tell you one of the things that happened that you don't even know about this, but what I've been dealing with this week was that someone with that, and I won't even disclose what the alarm company is, they caught my father apparently one of the days that somebody wasn't with him 24/7 back in October. And they sold him an alarm system that he thought in his mind, and what he told me was, oh, it's just going to increase my monthly payment about $10 a month. Well, lo and behold, as I saw his credit card statement at the end of December, that was plus $4,000 for the equipment. Are you hearing me?
Oh my. Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
$4,000 for the equipment. Now, at this point, unfortunately, my father's just not in a position to talk about that on the phone with anybody. And when I call the alarm company, guess what the first thing they tell me is, John? We can't talk
they
to
want
you.
Power of attorney.
All right. Well, bad news for them. You know, I have a good friend who does, you know, finishing well, and he had instructed me a long time ago to get that, because you just don't know when you're not going to be able to take care of your own business.
Yeah, that's a great story. Were you able to get the thing turned around and reversed?
I think we will, because as it turned out, they forged his name on the contract.
Oh, my.
And, you know.
Well, we're going to go to the Attorney General if we necessary. When we get together.
Did I lose you? Looks like we lost John. But meanwhile, we have Joseph is in South Carolina, and he has our riddle today. So we're going to put Hans back on hold. And here's Joseph. Joseph, do you know who in the Bible was showing ankle deep in denial when they dipped out a little profit?
I'll tell you what, I sure hope that I do. Really quickly, just want to ask for a blessing on you guys. I love what you're doing. So my answer is, I'm going to say the sister of Moses when they found him in the Nile.
You know, she was there. And I just absolutely love that. And was her name Miriam?
It was Miriam. That's it.
And she was the namesake for all the Marys in the world. Did you know that?
I did not know that. It makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason why there were so many Marys in Jesus' time, is because Miriam is considered a huge prophet in Israel.
Came
so, yeah.
Miriam.
What a great
Wonderful.
Answer, Miriam. And she is one of those characters who was in the dial, and she was definitely dipping. So we're going to give it to you. But there's somebody else. If somebody wants to call, 866-34-TRUTH. So much more coming up. Stay tuned. welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we're so blessed to have with us Hans Scheil. He's the host of Finishing Well with Cardinal Guide, and we're talking about taking the show on the road. We would love to tape or, you know, do the show there at your church or your Sunday school, your men's group, whatever you got going. You know, it's really fun. We've done that now, and it bore tremendous fruit that people really, you know, saw ways that they could leverage their assets for the kingdom better and finish well, essentially. And then also we have Matthew Curran, who's with us with Convene Christians is his website and his upcoming radio show, as well as some of the other things that he does for the kingdom. And I want to repeat the riddle, since, you know, I can see people are calling in already, and we still, who in the Bible was showing ankle deep in the Nile when they dipped out a little prophet? And so Miriam was mentioned, and Miriam was in the Nile, and she may have dipped Moses at one point in time, but there was somebody else that dipped him. 866-348-7884 is the number to call. We would love to hear you today. So, John, we lost you there for a second just when you were talking about the Attorney General.
I was just saying that it's a horrible thing, elder abuse, where people are doing fraud with seniors, especially very elderly people like your father, and taking advantage of them. And then when you're calling in and trying to reverse this, then you're going to get the call, you know, the sale saving department. And so all I'm saying is that the next time you and I get together, if this isn't resolved, you and I are going to call that company.
Yeah, because as you know, my dad, because he broke his neck in September, is sitting there in a C collar, right? And he's so confused when I love him. I mean, and he's one of the most brilliant men I ever met in my life. But at this point, and you know, as he's gone through so much in the last few months, that to sit there and sell him $4,000 worth of alarm equipment that he's not really sure about is just unthinkable to me. And had I not had that power of attorney,
it's just terrible.
And so I'm very, very thankful in ways that, you know, there's so much there that I never would have ever dreamed I needed any of the stuff. But I mean, there's in my life today, there's rarely a day where I'm not asking about his power of attorney for his health care, right? I'm not asked about his what do you call it?
Power of attorney.
The durable power of attorney, but the other one about, you know, you can't discuss
this. HIPAA.
The HIPAA agreement. All those things, we got them in order as a result of doing that show. And now, you know, man, almost every day, Hans, I'm sitting there going, I've got to do this for my kids. You know, I'm not that old, but you know, who knows? You could get in a helicopter accident tomorrow, Matthew.
Oh, God. But you never know.
That's right. And then you're sitting there and, you know, somebody needs to be able to do your business and you got nothing, you know, so how are you going to do that? So that is just one of the neat things that I am just feel so blessed that God puts folks like this in my life. And Matthew, similarly, I'm sitting here looking at his website, Convene Communities. And this week, and many that know me know that I do a devotion at the nursing home in Moxville, and I always bring in these papers, and you know, I've always posted my jokes at kingofpursuits.com for years. Well, Matthew took that and put it in a Christian community. Well, you explain him what happened and what it did.
Yeah, so this week we set up two groups for you. We set up Kingdom Pursuits, and we set up the Christian Car Guy. And so I took basically the blog that you wrote, that you did at the nursing home this week, and I put it in what we call experience. And just to explain what experience is, it's exactly what you and Hans are talking about. It's sharing our experiences that we go through for the good of others. And so that's kind of the format that we go through within Convene. But within an experience, you can put podcasts, you can put blogs, you can put just an experience about having to get a power of attorney. So I took the blog that you wrote, and I like to use the term, it allows you to continue the conversation where you were doing God's work at the nursing home. Well, I put that in yesterday, and three people have already gone in and answered and talked, you know, within the Convene about your blog. that you wrote.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm sitting there going, oh my goodness, how neat that God takes, you know, something, whatever it is that you do out there, you know, you pray and you think, and this is what, it, you know, and by making it available, he takes it, you know, to people and touches them, obviously, based on the results just today. And to read these answers, it's not like they're one-word answers or something. I mean, they're paragraphs long.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, it touched them some way. So that's...
Yeah, that's right. And so there's so many different areas, you know, it's communities, but there's so many different areas that we can go out and we can touch people and we can make a difference. There's people on the site that have written about their struggles with depression. And they write it in an anonymous way, but people are able to go out and really, you know, discuss with them and talk with them about how they might handle that situation or how they have handled a situation like that. You know, and just really keep the conversation going in a way where you can learn from others, because really that's how we learn. We learn from others and through others' experience.
Right, which is, you know, interestingly why radio is out there to some extent is yeah. that, and Hans, I think about, you know, the idea behind this show originally was, you know, everyday people that God touches to go do something. And they go do it, and then you sit back and you see what God did with it. And so, you know, you've been doing the show now a little bit over a year, and, you know, how neat is it to me that you brought it on a Christian network? You know, because how many financial shows are out there that, you know, on every talk radio station probably out there? But what Hans did differently was he made it redemptive. Like, how would this be good for the kingdom? And so... I'm curious as your own response, Hans, to some of the people that have engaged you as a result of hearing it on the radio show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, I can just tell you, as a financial advisor and insurance agent for 42 years, I mean, I've dealt with a lot of Christians over the years, but just the last year, a big portion of the people that are coming in as clients are now Christians. And, I mean, we're talking about it. I mean, previously I wouldn't even have known. And it's just what a wonderful group of people to do business with. I was talking about this yesterday. And I will tell you, all of them really want to hear from me directly at some point what my faith is. And what they want to hear that connection. They don't really want to hear a lot about it. They want to hear from me where I'm an expert in finance, but they just want to see the connection to God and they want to hear it from me.
Yeah, because, you know, here you are, you know, all of us, you know, you're realizing that as you're headed to the transition into heaven, that, you know, you don't get a lot of second chances. So it's kind of important that we make good decisions as we, you know, as we finish well. And I, you know, I've always loved the name of that show is that, you know, how can we make sure that this stuff is put in the best possible places and really doing the work with you on the show, Hans, to see the importance of inheritance. And, you know, the Bible pushes inheritance a great deal when it comes to, you know, the Jews and their, you know, when you look at the Old Testament, they talk a great deal about inheritance and they are thinking a lot about inheritance. Even Jesus makes reference to it several times, but I hadn't seen it as what it is when you're the person that's receiving it. It's validation from your father, your earthly father, or it's a sense of trust that, wow, they're looking for me to take what they've done with this to create these resources to leverage them for the kingdom into the next generation and for my children and their inheritance and beginning to see that from a financial standpoint, because I'd seen it from the spiritual standpoint, Hans. But I had not seen it from the financial standpoint, and that's a lot of what I've learned in being able to, because I knew, and Hans would tell you, Robbie knew very little about this subject coming into it, but it's really been fun.
Yeah, it's been terrific, and I, you know, what I would say to that is the look on a person, the feeling that I get from them when they've just purchased life insurance, or when they've just completed their power of attorney and their health care power of attorney and their will, I mean, you can see God in them, and you can see joy. And the same thing when I've delivered several beneficiary checks. In time, the people have started crying when they're sitting down talking to me about this. And you can see God right there. I mean, it's just a message right through their deceased loved one, just how much they love them. And so God's a big part of what we do.
And Matthew, as you head off into the next phase of doing your own radio program, what's sort of your vision for what you feel like God's asking you to do there?
Well, it started for me a couple years ago. I went back to Liberty, and I got my master's degree in counseling from Liberty University. And, you know, what I've always taught and what I've always been out there teaching is decision-making. And as a Marine Corps pilot and as a former air medical pilot and then as a NASCAR pilot, you know, as a pilot, we learn through others. We learn through flying and our experience over time. The more hours you fly, the better off you get. So becoming a life coach and getting my master's degree, I know that the more we can share our experiences with others, our experience and knowledge, just like about life insurance, about, you know, the pursuit of God, the better we are. And so that's really the goal, is that I can bring people together and bring their experiences together to help others.
Wow. And what a vast background to be able to do that. Well, you still have time to call in and win at 866-348-7884 and tell us who in the Bible was showing ankle deep in denial when they dipped out a little profit. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Hans Scheil. He's the host of Finishing Well here Saturday mornings right here on the Truth Network. And today, he's talking about taking the show on the road to your church, which we can record right there in your sanctuary, which is what we did at one church in Durham. And we have Matthew Curran here with Convene Christians, and an upcoming radio show, but very much currently a website where he's convening Christians into community. And community is such a heart of, you know, I think what Christ had for his, you know, flock, so to speak, right? And that communities is where we, you know, essentially feel the love of one another.
Yeah, absolutely. So bring it again. It's all about bringing people together. I think in today's times, you know, we're so divided in so many different places, and, you know, where can we go, you know, where it's just a Christians, like-minded people that want to share the word, want to pray for each other, want to work together, and, you know, that is the home. So if you're going into that community, and that's just one of the communities, but that's who you're with other people who are believers just like you, and that's the goal.
Or if you're, you know, a car show buff. Obviously, then you got a community that may be car shows, or in Hans's case, if you got a retirement community, or, you know, people that are trying to, you know, that whole area of life, Hans, that which you've worked in for so many years, there's a lot of things that people need to know about in there, like veterans aids and attendance is something which I bet you Matthew would like to know about, since he's currently a veteran.
Yeah, I mean, we help a lot of veterans. I have it in my book, and the Veterans Aid Attendance Program is really outsourced by the veterans. In other words, they're not going to provide the care for a veteran that's needing long-term care. They're going to just send them a check or send the family a check every month as long as he or she is alive. We used it for my mother. I mean, my mother collected from that program $1,750 a month for 3 years, and it was much needed money to pay for her care. And we can certainly help you get that. We have an attorney, an elder law attorney, that practices right in our office.
And so go back a couple steps on that you taught me all this stuff, so I didn't know anything. A year ago, I had no clue that Medicare did not pay for long-term care. I bet you there's a lot of people out there that don't know Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care, but I had no idea. So,
yeah.
You know, I have a dear friend that's, you know, right now struggling in a because he's only on Medicaid, and the nursing home he's in is not a place that I would certainly ever want to be in. But lo and behold, since he is a veteran, he qualifies for this program that I'd never would have known anything about had I not met Hans Scheil. And there's a lot of veterans out there that right now are suffering in places or not even have any long-term care that have no idea that the program even exists, because it wasn't something that they didn't teach you. Did they, Matthew, when you were in the Marine Corps? No. Oh, by the way, you know, if you need long-term care after, you know, you're 65, you know, we have a program for veterans.
Well, that's true. And say I'm a medically retired. I ended up getting medically retired from the Marine Corps. And so, you know, I go through and I see that there's so much that veterans do not know. You know, that's one of the communities that we have is the military and veterans, is because I go out and I work with veterans. And there's so much that we don't know about the system, about what is offered to us, what's not offered to us. And a lot of times it just goes by the wayside, and you never know what benefits you truly can, you know, get. And it
and
really
oh, by the way, you know, as I was sitting there thinking about it, Hans, you know, we've talked about your mother and Veterans Aid in Attendance probably three or four times, but my brain's just not too slick. It just now clicked into the fact that your mother wasn't a veteran. It was your father that was the veteran. So the widows are available to get it as well?
Yeah, and the widows are available. They can get it, but my mother was a Navy nurse.
Oh, I did not know
so,
that.
So, you know, from North Dakota, and she met my father, a German immigrant, joined the Army, and they met in Guam, and she served for 4 years. So she was completely eligible, and we had to do some financial planning for her to qualify. And I actually had to go to somebody else to learn about that, and that's what really brought my practice into this, you know, brought the practice into helping other veterans, is just through my own experience.
Right, which is, again, speaks right, Matthew, to what you're talking about.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's experience. How can we share our experience for the good of others? And that's exactly what the whole side about Convene Communities is about, is, you know, I do a lot of work with people who are getting going through the medically retired process, and it happens fast. When they tell you you're getting medically retired, the process goes quick. Well, the process, unfortunately, is not always fair to the veteran. And if you're not educated on the process, sometimes you can get taken advantage of. So helping individuals, and I was an officer, obviously, so helping individuals understand the process protects them, not only when they're getting out in that transition moment, but it really protects them for the rest of their lives and all the stuff that Hans is talking about and the benefits that you do end up having.
And so, you know, there's very practical stuff here, in case you didn't notice that. I'm just like, you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, it starts out with a love for Christ and this very spiritual, you know, thing, love for the Bible, love for the Word. But at some point in time, because, you know, you grow closer into a community and you trust people more with your problems. Because now, just think about Robbie pre-Christian, okay, pre-Christian Robbie. He would never tell you where he was really struggling. And so since I never told you where I was really struggling, you never could tell me that, oh, well, I have a, you know, the situation here that could help you. And so Christians, as they are, you know, become more forthright with what they're actually going through, it opens up the opportunity for other Christians to come in and actually love them well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big part of the way that we wrote the application, is the anonymity piece of it. Is sometimes people don't want to come out and say, hi, I'm Matt Curran, and I'm struggling with this. So you have the choice to, anybody can write up an experience, and we want people to, but you have the choice to do it as yourself or anonymous. And then when you're answering the questions within, they're open-ended questions, like you said, you know, people are writing how they feel, that it's anonymous. And so you're getting people's true feelings and people's true thoughts because they're not feeling judged. And then there is places within the app where you come out and you can post as yourself, just like most you know, social media type
right,
things.
Which speaks to why I loved taking the show on the road with Hans, because there you're in, you know, when we do the show or any radio show, and you've done some now with us, Matthew, you don't know if you're just talking to the air. You know, there's nobody here. And so my wife always says the reason why Robbie laughs at his own jokes so much is because he's got no audience. So if somebody didn't laugh, I don't laugh about dipping in a little profit. Now, you got to admit that's funny. And when, you know, you know, but anyway, that when we are there, right, Hans, and we opened it up for questions, because now we actually have an audience that we're sitting with, I was blown away at how much more knowledge came out of you because people had relevant questions that we had never talked about in the show. And so it really advanced my understanding of just being in the group to listen to all their questions. And you get that a lot.
Well, yeah. Whenever we go out and talk, people are following me out the door. Not everybody, but I mean, there's 2, 3, 4 people. And some of them will wait till I'm done with the other folks, and then they'll talk to me for an hour after we've put on a program at, you know, in a church or anywhere else. And people want to ask questions according to their own experience. I mean, when we're talking on the radio, we always try to tell stories about real people and real clients, but we're still just talking about a subject particular today. And the great thing about a live audience is people are able to ask questions, and many times they're not about what I'm talking about up there. They're generally in the area, and they're my area of expertise, and people like that. And to some degree, they can still ask a question where it's remaining anonymous, who the person is or some of the pertinent facts, that kind of thing. And so it's a good, and you know, God's there with us, and it just makes people more open.
Yeah, and, you know, that was just, you know, I kind of expected some of it, but what I saw, what God really did with it, just really blessed me, because it was like, wow, this was really, really, really helpful to the church. And, you know, and people that, and as we found out, some of them were really hurting, Hans.
Well, they are. And, you know, to turn the conversation a bit positive, there's people in churches over age 70 and a half that are sitting on IRA money, and they're just withdrawing the minimum, and they've got balances. They're tithers, they're givers, they're wanting to give to the church and mission, and they're feeling like they're only doing as much as they can. A lot of them don't even know what QCD is, and that's usually what we talk about, and it's just as simple as you can give money straight from your IRA directly to any 501(c) charity, including the church and the collection plate, and it's a pure tax deduction. It's just a wonderful tax strategy, and once people begin to realize that, they give more.
Right, and so, speaking about dipping out a little profit, nobody has called in with the other answer that I was really going for is, you know, on my riddle today. And I hate to be stumped, you know, stumped by an audience today. So 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. Who in the Bible was showing ankle deep in denial when they dipped out a little profit? 866-348-7884. We got your choice, really, if you want the Wake Forest tickets or if you want a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. Somebody's calling in immediately. So we may have the answer when we come back. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed to have with us in the studio Matthew Curran, who has his website Convene Communities, which led to Convene Christians, and a radio show, which is going to be Convene Christians, coming up a little later this year. We're excited about Matthew and all that he does in so many different ways in convening. So, and even what he's done with my own stuff this week is kind of fun. And also, we have with us Hans Scheil, who is the host of Finishing Well. You might know him as John Scheil if you know this. Like, Hans is German for John, right, Hans?
Yep.
See, the stuff I've learned. But anyway, we're talking about taking finishing well on the road to your church or your Sunday school class or your men's group, we would love to come and do that show live, be able to have a question and answer session afterwards. And I'm telling you, I know what it's done in my own life, and it'll be amazing, you know, what it can do in so many different ways. And just another quick story, you know, a year or so ago, if somebody said, Robbie, do you know the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage? The answer would have been no. Robbie, do you know what a Medicare supplement is? No. Do you know what a Plan F is? No. Do you know what Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C? No. I those were all things that I would have had no clue. Okay. Now, unfortunately, my father's not able, you know, to have these discussions anymore with doctors and all these different things. And so now here I am this week, John, and I'm talking to this doctor, and they're like, well, is your father on Medicare Advantage? I said, no, he's got a Medicare supplement. So I know he's going to, and it's a Plan F. And I know that what that meant. And I knew what I was talking about. And I was like,
isn't that great?
I just like, oh my goodness. You know, it's for such a time as this, you came into my life and I, you know, just was able to have a conversation where I knew what I was actually, you know, concerned about on how to take care of my father.
And yeah, well, we're up to about 52 shows. So you've been my best student in the last year.
So speaking of knowing the answer, we have Vicky in Charlotte who has the answer about dipping in and pulling out a little profit. Vicky, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited to know who in the Bible was ankle deep in denial.
Well, it was the princess of Egypt, the one who put Moses out and raised him as her son. It was her, and she saw that little thing floating and opened it up, and it was Moses in there.
You're exactly right. It was Pharaoh's daughter. His sister Miriam was along for, you know, the ride, so to speak, but it was Pharaoh's daughter who, by the way, you know, the Jews teach that she had somewhat of a form of leprosy, and the reason she was bathing in the Nile was to deal with that leprosy, and they teach that when she picked up the little prophet, guess what? She was healed.
Oh, wow. That really happened.
And so, you know, you can imagine then she wasn't so quick to want to kill him because, you know, they were supposed to kill all the Jewish boys. And she was, in fact, pretty quick to thinking, this guy's got something I need. And because it wasn't the Nile that healed me as she expected, it was the prophet. And I don't know, you know, because that's just Jewish legend. But I think it's pretty cool to think about all those things.
It certainly is.
It is.
That's the answer that I have.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, Vicky. I appreciate you calling in today. You have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You too.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
But also, we have Ken is in Colfax, and Ken always has great answers. Oh, Ken must have been going to say Pharaoh's daughter as well. But I would have loved to get in Ken's take on things because he's a pretty knowledgeable guy. So, and I always appreciate him listening as well as everybody. So, getting back to Matthew and convening, today's kind of a big day, and it's a neat thing for you that you got on the show this week.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, God has a plan, and he knows, and your timing when you called me this week and asked if I could be on. You know, we've been developing and going through building up Convene for some time, but we really are looking at right now as the official launch time. And so, you know, I think God has a hand in that. And you call me and ask me, it couldn't have been better timing for us. You know, you can go to convenecommunities.com and join Convene. It's free to join Convene. And so it's a website that we hope, you know, over time makes a difference in so many people's lives in so many different ways.
Yeah, because I'm guessing that, you know, most people have something that God's doing in their life that they would want to share, that this is what God's doing. And so, you know, it's like my devotional papers. They're my jokes. And my wife, you know, she doesn't think they're all that funny, but everybody else does.
Yeah.
So anyway, I am, you know, like, oh my goodness, these people, it was touched them. And so, you know, I'd be really interested to know what they do that, you know, they would like to share with me. And so, you know, there you go. The next thing you know, you're in a community and you're sharing life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about sharing our life experiences for the good of others. And, you know, not all, you know, bad ones, positive ones. These are things that are going on. I mean, everybody can use this. If you have a passion, there's a community for you. And if we don't have the community, we'll create the community and groups. Go in and create groups, just like we have your two groups.
And John, I hope you don't mind. I shared your contact information with Matt because, wow, yeah. I mean, to have a Finishing Well community or something along those lines, a retirement community for people that are sharing that experience, I mean, to have you in that group is an asset that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it'd be terrific.
Yeah, so if you're... go ahead.
I want to let everybody know that, including Matthew, if you want a copy of my book, I mean, you can certainly get it on Amazon, but if you go to cardinalguide.com, you'll just send me a message that you were listening to the show today and you'd like a copy of my book. I'll send one out to you, no charge.
And here, I'm going to try to say, here, you can see, Matthew will tell you that I do not have your book in front of me. And usually for me to say the title of this book, I have to have it right in front of me. So you can see if this is the first time ever on the radio, Robbie is going to attempt to pronounce the title of this book without the book in front of me. It's The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement by Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Is that right or what?
That's awesome. Yeah. The title.
It only took me 52
the
shows.
The title is just too long. That was not my publisher. He's a literary person. He just took all my descriptions. He just thought, oh, that sounds great to me. You know,
just, Well, and therein lies one little piece that you always got to say, because just like in order to find out about what Matthew's doing, you got to go to convene communities. And if you're like me, you're like, how, Robbie, how do you spell convene? Well, don't ask me. But I bet Matthew knows, and it's all, go ahead, Matthew. How do you spell convene community?
Yeah, so it's C-O-N-V-E-N-E, and then communities, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-I-E-S.com.
There you go. And similarly, you know, you think, well, I'll just go to Cardinal Financial, no, or Cardinal this or Cardinal that. It's cardinalguide.com. So you got to put in the cardinal, and then, you know, you got to go to guide. But there... you can find the book. You can find past downloads of the podcast of all the shows that we've done. And I guess, like you said, Hans, there's 52 of those. And, you know, I can tell you from having, you know, been a sort of captive audience, you know, there's a whole lot that I have never sat down with you and not learned something significant about Finishing Well. And
that's awesome.
It is. And so, you know, there's those opportunities. But I would imagine that if I sat down with Matthew, if I wanted to learn how to fly helicopters, I could sit down a lot more than 52 times and yeah. Learn something every time.
Yeah, that's right. Takes a little while to get used to that.
Yeah, probably a lot more than a little while. But think about how valuable that is, what God taught you to do, that, you know, obviously you're doing that in medical rescue and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, so that's what I did. I was flying air medical, and I had, you know, 650 plus patient flights. And you got it. This is one of the things that drove me to get my master's degree and all that. Is, you know, I'm just a pilot, and the med crews do absolute amazing work. But it was often I would go in with the med crews into the hospital, and you know they're doing their work with the patients, and then there's somebody standing off in the corner, standing by themselves. And it's the family while their loved one is, you know, in a situation, maybe, you know, a car accident, or maybe they're sick. And I always felt moved to go speak to that person, give them directions to the hospital, the main hospital, like Baptist, that we would be taking them to. But I'd always, you know, say a prayer with them, because, you know, they're struggling right there while their loved one is going through a physical struggle, you know, for their lives. And so that kind of brought me to, you know, closer.
Well, I'm now you've struck my curiosity. So, and I know this is way off topic, but hey, it's fun. Was there one of those trips that you went, oh my goodness, God, this is why you had me here right in this time, in this moment, that it was just so clear that this was for me?
Yeah, there was. I can't even tell you how many of those there were where, you know, we land on a scene or we go to a hospital where somebody's having a heart attack, and it's the faster we can get them there. If we can get them there, 1 minute they're facing death, and the next minute they're sitting up in their bed, you know, recovering. And it's because of the work the med crews did.
That is so awesome. Well, Hans, it's been absolutely a delight. Matthew, go to, again, cardinalguy.com, communities.com. But right now, you're listening to the Truth Network, so how fun. You get to listen to The Masculine Journey. Starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. I've had so much fun today on Kingdom Pursuits. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great weekend. God bless.